Mindset is a fixed mental attitude or disposition that predetermines a person's interpretation of situations. Your mindset can change everything. I'm Amanda Clark, and thanks for joining us for this special podcast series. It's more than a chair, it's a mindset, where we're diving into the future of the workplace and discovering how mindset and well-being matters more now than ever. Hello and welcome back. I'm so excited to be sitting here today with designer Heidi Dellekamp. Thanks for being here.
Thanks, Amanda.
This is a very exciting podcast. As you know, we've been doing a special series all about It's More Than a Chair, It's a Mindset. And Heidi is one of the designers that's been behind our new showroom and space here at Business Furniture and Choreo, Mindset. So tell me, you are kind of the muse, the all-knowing person at Business Furniture and Choreo. What did you think when they came to you and said, hey, we've got a new project that we want you to help lead us on this?
You know, I think it took me a while to exactly wrap my head around what the space was going to exactly look like. I know we had talked a lot about ancillary, what that was, but pre-COVID, I don't think it had as much meat behind it as it does now. So a lot of the design, you know, kind of started formulating and kind of doing the research, but it really just took off and the idea blossomed after our visit to San Francisco and LA, and then just really understanding kind of bringing people back to work in a better environment, and that really helped shape the space as well.
Now, how long have you been with Business Furniture and Choreo? When did your career kind of start here?
I have been with Business Furniture for almost 20 years.
Wow, so, which is crazy because you're 22.
Yeah, that's just 22 and holding.
Yeah, that's good. And what did you start? What were your first jobs here? How did you kind of get your feet wet in all of this?
Yeah, so originally, I did 2 years at an A&D firm right out of college, and really kind of got to know the industry that way, and then was hired on at Business Furniture initially to start doing their showrooms. We were revamping the 6102 space, which we're no longer in, and needed a refresh from the original kind of installation. And so they brought me in, and not really having a whole lot of breadth of line of knowledge of furniture, it was kind of a great trial by fire to do that space and, like, just let me be really creative and, you know, Dick Oakes, the owner, just, you know, he kind of had a vision and I implemented it and worked with some great team members on that. So that was my first foray, you know, right out of the gate, like maybe 3 months in.
Wow. A lot of trust.
Yeah. I guess you're right.
Yeah. I mean, kind of scary when you're
22 and you don't know anything, you know, and you just are like, okay, yeah, this sounds great. And then from that point on, they've always entrusted me in the showroom designs that we've done, if that's just a renovation or a brand new space, like our Bearing Drive space, and now Mindset. I've also worked on our Dayton showrooms. So I've really been able to kind of get my, you know, feet in the trenches or in the trenches with all of those designs and implementing kind of all of those ideas that, you know, the design world, Steelcase, the research, and the insights, and really make the space come alive with all that information.
Mm-hmm. How is it different working in a showroom design to clients? Like, how is that when you're able to kind of, you know, do our showroom and, you know, you've got to have a different field, and when you're going in and you are very client facing, you've got a lot of long-term clients. How is that different for your process?
It's different just because it's easy for us to be a guinea pig on ourselves. We're always kind of forward thinking, and sometimes we're going in and kind of showing what we can do in our own spaces so the clients can see how much further they can push themselves. So it's really kind of showcasing with us in the design, really kind of pushing the limits in our showrooms and like showing kind of all the ideas that are out there and what pieces of those may work for their spaces, or maybe the whole idea works for their space. So really, you know, I love doing our showroom designs because we really, Dick is such a visionary, and, you know, Mary Beth has just, you know, followed suit with that and just making sure that those spaces really just kind of encompass us as a culture, and then, you know, just kind of all of those research and insights that are, you know, kind of really what Steelcase is all about. and doing the design around that. So, you know, that's what's exciting about doing showroom design is having that flexibility. And then, you know, being able with customers, you know, it just depends on kind of what their culture is or what they're looking for. But like, we're able to take some of those ideas and then implement it within their spaces too.
Now here we sit. We sit in downtown Fishers at Mindset, our new space and showroom that's devoted totally to ancillary spaces and furniture. This is unlike anything you've ever really done before. Was that scary? Was it exciting? How is it kind of, what's your mindset been throughout this?
Yeah, it was really exciting. So, you know, as we've talked before, I was going in, I'm a very clean, like clean lines, clean, like
I've
that's
been to
just
your home. It is clean.
It is very clean. And it is very, like, very kind of clean lines. Like, I'm not somebody that is, you know, bright, bold colors. You know, I like them, but so Hannah, working with Hannah was amazing because she was just
Hannah Fryer, our other designer on the project. Yes, your partner in crime.
Uh-huh. And so she kind of had an idea and I was like, I don't know that I'm on board with this. And then she kind of kept pushing me. And then we went to San Francisco and saw the space out there. And I was like, flip. Like total change of mindset, yeah. You know, I'm like, I need to revamp the way I'm thinking about this. Like this needs to feel completely different than anything we've done. And, you know, a full departure from kind of that clean, while this is still very clean lines, it's very like inviting. It is very much like an experience when you walk in here. And I realized that's what it needed, like from feeling like you're coming in and you're, you know, we've created these spaces like rooted, you know, like those words are just so important in terms of like companies' values, companies' cultures, like where you feel rooted in a company or you're able to grow within that. Another kind of one of our ideas. So really having these ideas around each of these spaces that we've created, the vignettes, if you will, really helped kind of start to bring that space together where we were really bringing those colors together, mixing them, and you know, as you know, I got very obsessed with the biophilia of the space. Yeah. And so I, you know, that bringing the nature in here from so many aspects just gave it that feel, that next level of experience that I wanted the space to have as we move forward. And just seeing all of that and realizing how important that is for spaces today, especially post-COVID.
Yeah. No, one of the things I was excited about is to kind of be with you on this experience. We traveled to California together and did all of that. And thinking through from my job as a marketing director and your job as a designer and how those kind of have merged to truly tell a story of this space. And I think it's a really neat concept that maybe not every client or company is thinking through how much your space is a marketing tool when you're bringing in, you know, whether you're bringing in new clients or you're hiring. How has that story shaped over, even from talking about the different mindsets for each area as a designer, what story are you making sure you're telling?
Yeah, you know, like kind of going back to that marketing piece, like I realize how like integral those are now. I mean, working with you has like made me very aware of that. And I think about going back to when we were sitting on the plane and we're like, we really need to hash out on our way back from all of our visits in California. I'm like, we really need to hash out what this looks like. When we bring people in, what are these experiences? So from that onset of, you know, those conversations and understanding that marketing piece and like how then we transcend that into the space itself, you know, was huge. And I think like when I, as things developed, I realized how much of that is a marketing piece, but the marketing piece is also a cultural piece. So it's all like just like tied together. And I think even more so as, you know, spaces evolve, people come back, those, all of that is crucial. So, you know, we want people to come back to compelling spaces, safe spaces, but why are they compelling? You know, like why are you telling your team to come back? And, when you walk in this space, like it's just, you know, you said it, there's no other space like this. You kind of, you're like, first, you don't really know where to look. There's just so much, you know, kind of, stimulation there. Like, where do I want to sit? Like, what makes me feel good that day? Do I want to be closer to a window? Do I need to be more focused? And really, that's the story we want to tell, is you can make a space really feel like, you know, an experience. Yeah. But it still is extremely function, like highly functioning, from, you know, making sure we had the AV component dialed in, making sure that we had all of the furniture where it was comfortable, but it felt lounge-like. It felt like you were working from your home, but like at an even higher level. Like, how are we, you know, thinking about the different, you know, heights of furniture? Does it feel like we're sitting in a kitchen where we have the living room, like things like that? But it's still very much a corporate, you know, kind of feel that you can see in your space.
Yeah. And, you know, for the people listening to us, and haven't been able to walk through the spaces, like, it is really a big old room, you know, there's no walls, but you were able to kind of create these separate areas that tell a different story and provide different functions for workers throughout the space. What do you think was the key in kind of creating multiple rooms or spaces in this big old blank canvas walking in?
You know, I think it was, there's so much, right? From the textural components to the lighting components to the fabric on the furniture. I mean, you know, we've the rugs, you know, we have, that was crucial in kind of identifying different spaces and just creating, again, like for us, like the textural piece to me was key, because I didn't want it just to be, you know, here's, you know, just some soft furniture. Like, what does that lighting piece look like? What is that, you know, plant that's in here? What is the wall covering? You know, when you walk in, it's just like these moments, mm-hmm. like you walk into moments, right? And like, so each of these spaces is defined by a moment or an idea, or a concept. And you feel like you're kind of moving throughout the space with all of those feelings. And it's just making sure they're, you know, kind of separated appropriately, using different screens to do that, where you feel like you're divided, but the room isn't, you know, a huge wall. Mm-hmm. And just really kind of showcasing how all those spaces can live in one, but feel like separate spaces.
Yeah, we've been talking a lot about, you know, bringing people back post-pandemic, and I know we've had a ton of our clients and future clients asking, how are we going to do this? What does that look like? What does work better look like? How are we bringing them back to something better? What do you think it is about ancillary that is so relevant right now, that is so important part of that story? And when you walk in our space, like, why it's so great that we're able to show this right now?
That's a great question. I think there's a lot of answers to that. People have been working at home for almost a year now. Mm-hmm. And so they're used to some of the amenities of home. So if it's, you know, being able to work from the couch, but then they can bounce back to like working, maybe they have a desk set up in their home. But they're able to have that flexibility, like moving throughout their spaces, and it's comfortable. And so I think that, those are some of the the pieces that, you know, when employers start to bring their employees back, they can get that sense of like, okay, it does feel like home. There mm-hmm. is this experience of home, but it's also, I don't think people are going to want to be in closed rooms, you know, like how can you create these open spaces, throughout, you know, the spaces itself, like, you know, your large floor plates. And so that's a lot about what this is trying to showcase how you can create these really, again, compelling spaces by just using these open furniture concepts, these ancillary pieces, the soft touches of the lights, the plants, the rugs, all of those things mm-hmm. that define that space and make it feel a bit like home, a bit like coming back, and it's comfortable, like, and you can see your team meeting there and really just having these amazing dialogues that, like, instead of in front of Zoom, now you're having in front of people, and it still feels like you're a little bit in your living room too.
Yeah, talk, you know, about the culture part of that. We've had a lot of these discussions about how there's going to need to be a bit of a culture shift for companies to bring, encourage people to want to come back into the office. What are they missing out on? I mean, for some of us who've been home sitting in graham crackers and stressed with interrupted Zoom calls and all of that, like, you're right. We want to come back to something. I want to go back to work. I want to put on lipstick and go to work. I mean, what do you think is kind of that cultural piece that is so important about our space?
I mean, it is connecting with people. I mean, it is feeling like you're part of a team, you know? And I, you know, you can get that a little bit through, you know, technology and Zoom, but like just having that presence, like where you're able to see your teammates, you're able to have those conversations. Like, you know, I've talked to a ton of my friends about like that are all still working at home, work for large corporations, and they're like, I'm ready. Mm-hmm. They all have small children, you know, some of that just to kind of try to just like get back to some normalcy in terms of that. But yeah, it's stressful. But just, you know, from a cultural standpoint, when you aren't connecting to your peer, like, and you're not, you know, they're struggling, you know, maybe training on something and you have no idea because they're not next to you. They can't ask a question. I mean, something as small as that to just like learning that somebody's, you know, grandparent might be sick or something much more major in their life. I mean, those are the things that I think we're missing out that like as a culture and as a team, you know, bringing people back, then that starts to build that. Mm-hmm. So,
I mean, that's just forget they're people. I mean, because you're so transactional.
And that's what, Zoom. I mean, thank God for it. And, you know, Teams, you know, during the pandemic. But it's just really that touch and that personalization has kind of, like, we've lost kind of that connection with our people where it is 100% transactional. Like, okay, great, we all have our task. And we're, you know, it's not, hey, how was your weekend? Hey, like, I overheard you're struggling with this, or like I had this idea, let me share it with you. Or, you know, I know there's like whiteboard technology out there, but it's not the same as like being in a space and conceptualizing, and the iteration is so much faster when you guys are in person with somebody. And I think that's what we want, you know, really enhancing a technology in the space with the ancillary piece. All of those are like key in making a space really feel like an experience and bringing it back and having your culture kind of come back to life.
Yeah, there's a lot of research out that I know we're deep in right now, just thinking through. There is most likely going to be kind of a hybrid model that employees do want flexibility now that they've seen that some of it works, some of it doesn't. How important do you think it is that if they're going to be coming back to have these meetings and that you take a moment to think about those collaboration spaces, that you have to have more than just rows of desks. There has to be a place for people to kind of come together and come up with that next big idea.
You know, I've always, since the beginning, said that while the pandemic, especially for our industry, was very scary, I'm excited about it because I think it level sets where companies need to probably be headed for their, you know, we've always been a culture of flexibility. And so for me, you know, I was in the office 2 or 3 days a week, and then I'd be at home and I'd do focus work. And so I think the hybrid model is, you know, where people are going, how that kind of all works, you know, is yet to be determined. But, you know, when you know you need to be at home and you're like, I just need to knock some stuff out, you have that ability, but you're like, gosh, we really need to get and have like kind of a whole heads down, like as a team, like working session and coming into the office and being able to do that in person, there's no replacement for that. There's no technology, you know, from Zoom to Teams to whatever else is out there that can replace, you know, a true collaboration. And these ancillary spaces really help support all of that. So I definitely think, you know, that hybrid model and how people are going to start to kind of bring their people back and what that looks like. You know, I don't think, you know, some of the questions have been asked is, oh, is this all going to ancillary? Is that the entire space going to be that? And it's not. Again, it's a hybrid, even from that standpoint. So it's just, you know, you really starting to understand why your employees want to come back, what's going to bring them back, and, you know, kind of setting the tone for that. So it's really kind of starting to give people with flexibility and spaces that they want to work from at the office. And it's not going to reduce real estate. I think real estate is going to be reused in a different way.
Yeah. I love the story behind mindset. I love that the name is mindset. I love that because it's so important. And we've seen that so much in the last year. Like, what's your mindset? How are you going to handle things when they kind of get really hard? And are you going to be positive? Are you going to, you know, be resilient? There's a lot of, is it going to be the struggle bus? There's a lot of different mindsets. And so when you walk through the space, I love that you tell the story. So when we're sitting right now in growth, what does a growth mindset mean to you? And how were you able to kind of use that in your design to reflect those thoughts?
I think a growth mindset is that you're always learning, you're always pushing yourself, you're always kind of asking for, you know, feedback from your peers to your clients. And it's just really just trying to understand personally how to make yourself better, professionally how to make yourself better, and just kind of be, you know, pushing yourself. So, you know, when I think of grow, I think of just like this really like bright, inspiring, you know, you think you walk into like a greenhouse, right? Like, or you just see all of this life, or like a forest or whatever it is, mm-hmm. like where you just see so much life to something. And there's these beautiful, bright colors, you know, like think about spring, you know, when everything is coming yeah. back. And there's,
and it feels like that right over
yeah,
here. Yeah.
Yeah. And so it's just really kind of making that just be this like a space where you just, you're like, oh my gosh, there's so much energy here. And I feel like, you know, that's kind of what I want space that this, that's what Hannah and I wanted this space to feel like. It's just this really like bright, energetic, you know,
yeah.
feeling inspired space.
Yeah. And then when we move over, then you're in the reflection mindset,
right?
Which
yes.
all the furniture and everything kind of tells that story. But what is, what did that really mean to you to think about a reflective
sure.
mindset?
I think when you work on something or you look back, I mean, like, let's look back on 2020 when you reflect back.
No.
I know. You know, there's goods and bads
yeah,
that came out of it.
Learn.
You know, people are able to spend more time with their families, mm-hmm. but, you know, but we've lost some of our culture. So reflect to me just means kind of more of a, kind of a, I don't want to use meditation, but in a way where you're like more peaceful yeah. and you're thinking about kind of what has made you maybe grow from mm-hmm. the year, like mm-hmm. what has made you like feel connected, those
yeah.
type of things, but where you just have that time and that calmness. And that was kind of the design for that space, is really creating what I felt like was a calming feel, and mm-hmm. you kind of translating that for the space and what, you know, reflected mindset would be.
Yeah, it's kind of that deep dive into,
yeah.
into what you've learned, who you are, where you go from here. I love that. And then if the next space you did was rooted,
mm-hmm.
a rooted mindset. And I love
right.
some of the colors and some of the art that you chose for that. What was, what's kind of the backstory behind a rooted mindset for you?
I mean, think about it. Like if you're rooted something in something so deeply, like, you know, from like, we just said, I've been here 20 years almost.
Yeah.
And so I'm very rooted in this company. So making sure that I am doing the best growing with the company, but like mm-hmm. growing myself as well, and creating that very, you know, deep rooted experience within my company. But like, even just as a person, like, and personally, like, you know, rooted in my friends, rooted in my family, rooted
yeah.
in that, that idea that this is my place and mm-hmm. this is where I'm flourishing and, you know, growing and reflecting and
mm-hmm.
all of those things. But rooted, I think, is like the core. Like when you're really rooted into something, you're really kind of in it. You're
yeah.
willing to kind of do all those things that make you and make whomever, if it's, you know, your employee, your employer, like you're in it. So that's what rooted, it's just like a very, like, I feel like that's like the base of it all.
Yeah. How did you tell that story with your design over, in that kind of
yeah.
rooted mindset with, you know, the fabrics and some of the things that
sure.
you wanted to select?
So rooted also is like, there's a moodiness to it to
mm-hmm.
me, right? Like you're like, when you're
yeah.
rooted, you're like really into the ground, and the ground has this kind of really like, you know, natural feelings. So we did a lot of like kind of darker, moodier colors to really kind of feel like you're really deep into a forest that's been there for a long time and
yeah.
it's just rooted and it has just so much to it, so much history,
mm-hmm.
You know, to it. So that was a lot of those components that really went into that area.
I love that. And then the next one is Elevate,
yeah.
the elevated mindset. I think it might be my favorite area. I don't know. I go back
it's
and forth.
It's a lot of people's favorite area.
It just feels very elevated. It feels, it's like got this fresh vibe to it.
Yeah.
I love it.
I know. And I think it's just, it really is, you said it, when you feel elevated, you feel fresh,
mm-hmm.
you just feel revived, you know? So, when, you know, your company is elevating you, when your friends are elevating you, you just have this freshness and this energy, and, you know, kind of vibe. And so really when I thought of elevated, it was kind of like this whole red rocks, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like where you just see kind of a little bit of desert plains, and all of a sudden you've got this these gorgeous rocks, these gorgeous colors, just this gorgeousness to
mm-hmm.
it. And so we really kind of played off of that inspiration for that idea. So, and we just have these really like serene, beautiful colors, you know, that can reflect the sky and reflect, you know, kind of that red rock feeling, and a little bit of a desert to kind of like root you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what actually was, you know, kind of intentional, is to kind of bring you over from the other spaces. So there was thought on how all these spaces started to integrate with each other
yeah.
and they didn't feel like completely separate. So yeah, I mean,
I love that. we talk a lot about this space. We want people to think beyond the traditional workspace, think beyond the traditional office, and leave with a new mindset. What do you hope people feel when they're here, and what conversations do you hope are sparked as they leave when we talk about the future? And the crazy thing is, it's like the future's here.
Yeah. I want people to feel inspired. I want people to go, like, I never thought this we could have this, or this would look this great, or that we could use a space in this way. So, I mean, when people come in here, I want to challenge them to see, you know, they don't have to take all of these, you know, vignettes and place them in their space. And that we're not saying, like, the entire thing needs to be ancillary. We're saying, like, where could you envision this space? How could you see your teams using it? Bring them in here. See how they react to it. Like, I mean, everybody that I've brought in here, from, you know, different clients to, you know, friends, they're all like, oh my gosh, I love this. I could see myself working here. And I ask why. And they're like, it feels like home. It feels like I could sit here and have that connection with my, you know, colleagues. And so it's just really about pushing the boundaries. It's about inspiring people to look at spaces completely differently, and how that they can make a space so much more elevated, if you will, to help their, you know, all of their kind of employees connect with each other.
Yeah, I love it. A mindset is a powerful thing, and I think what you've done here has been is really the future of the workspace. It's very exciting to be part of it. So Heidi, thanks for sitting down and talking with us.
Thanks, Amanda.
We really appreciate it. For all of our listeners, we'd love to have you come take a stop in. You can learn more on our website at businessfurniture.net and on our social media channels as well. For now, this is the More Than a Chair podcast.